今天聊一个存在了几十年的生意，焦虑税。收这个税的税务官。
Today, let's talk about the business anxiety tax that has existed for decades from the perspective of a tax official.
他们只盯着一类人。
They only focused on a certain group of people.
极度渴望成功。
Desperate for success.
但又想跳过所有过程。
But I also want to skip all the steps.
直接拿到结果的人。
Those who get the results directly.
这个生意的吊诡之处在哪儿？
Where is the bottleneck of this business?
他的产品从来都不是真正的成功。
His products have never been truly successful.
他卖给你的是一种暂时缓解焦虑的幻觉。
He is selling you a temporary illusion that alleviates anxiety.
你下单的那一刻特别爽。
The moment you place an order, you'll feel great.
感觉自己跟成功之间就差这一堂课了。
I feel like I'm just one class away from success.
但过不了多久。
But not long after.
你发现生活还是老样子。
You find that life is still the same.
于是更焦虑，怎么办？
So what should I do if I'm more anxious?
只能买更贵的课。
Only buy more expensive courses.
见更贵的大师。
See the more expensive master.
这条产业链跑了几十年。
This industry chain has been running for decades.
换了好几代壳。
I've changed a few generations of shells.
但内核从来没变过。
But the core never changed.
今天咱们追根溯源，聊聊这个模式的起点。
Today, let's delve into the origins of this pattern.
那个叫陈安之的男人。
That man named Chad Anjoy.
很多人以为这套东西是咱们本土的发明的。
Many people think that this technology is a product of our country.
但其实源头在美国。
But actually, the origin is in the United States.
一个叫安东尼·罗宾的人。
A man named Anthony Robin.
他是最早把潜能激发做成商业培训的。
He was the first to turn potential activation into a business training.
但把这件事真正本土化。
But to truly localize this.
规模化。
Scale.
流水线化做到极致的是陈安之。
Chen Anjai has taken automation to the extreme. Chen Anjai.
当年有一句经典的自我介绍。
There was a classic self-introduction from the past.
他说我25岁。
He said I was 25 years old.
创业。
Entrepreneurship.
27岁就成为亿万富翁。
At the age of 27, he became a millionaire.
注意这个模板。
Please note this template.
一个没有学历。
A person without a degree.
没有背景的人。
No background.
靠一套方法快速登顶。这个草根逆袭的故事框架。
A story framework about quickly achieving success through a specific method.
你现在去看自媒体平台上那些卖课的老师是不是还在用？一模一样。
Are the teachers on the self-media platforms still using the same materials?
那陈安之到底卖的是什么？
What exactly is Chen Anjai selling?
我们来筛一下他的收割公式。
Let's analyze his harvesting formula.
第一步，人设，就是我刚才说的草根逆袭。
The first step is to establish the character as a grassroots to success type.
让你觉得他可以。
Make him feel that he can.
我也可以。
I can too.
第二步。
Step two.
舞台。
Stage.
你去看他当年那些演讲录像，那个画质糊得不行。
Have you seen those old speeches of his? The picture quality is terrible.
但你能看得到，灯光是刺眼的，音乐是震耳的，现场所有人站起来鼓掌、呐喊、手拉手转圈。
But you can see the blinding lights, the deafening music, the entire crowd standing up to clap and cheer and holding hands and dancing.
那根本不是一个上课的地方。
That's not a place for class at all.
那是一个让你没法冷静思考的地方。
That's a place where you can't think clearly.
进了那个场子。
Once inside,
你的理性先被卸掉一半。
Your rationality has been reduced by half.
第三步也是最核心的话。
The third step is not the most important one.
陈安之有两句名言。
There are two famous quotes by Xu Cheng and
你大概听过，一句是要成功。
You probably heard a saying that success is
先发疯。
First, go crazy.
头脑。
Brain.
脑简单向前冲。
Simple forward movement.
另一句是我过去跟你一样穷。
Another one is that I used to be as poor as you.
现在你也可以跟我一样。
Now you can also do what I do.
这两句话的精妙之处在哪儿？
What are the subtleties of these two sentences?
把创业赚钱这些。
He wants to start a business and make money.
这些极其复杂的事情简化成了一句口号。
These extremely complex things have been simplified into a slogan.
只要你简单相信，你就能成。当成功被简化到不需要思考的时候
，As long as you simply believe, you can succeed.
你思考的门槛没了。
The threshold for thinking has disappeared.
你想连思考都不需要了。
You want to be able to think without even thinking.
那你接下来需要什么
？What do you need next?
需要相信，相信谁？相信台上那个人。有人砸锅卖铁。
Need to believe who to believe. Someone on stage is selling iron.
甚至借钱去凑了108万去当陈安之的终极弟子。
Even borrowing $108,000 to become Chen An's ultimate disciple.
最后得到的是什么
？What is the final result?
一块牌匾，一场空。
A plaque, a waste of space.
2019年人民日报发了一篇文章。
In 2019, People's Daily published an article.
直接点名说这种东西是喝不起的。
Directly point out that this kind of thing is not drinkable.
毒鸡汤。
Toxic advice.
说到这儿
At this point,
你可能觉得这都是老黄历了。
You might think this is all outdated.
这人被官民点名批评。
This person was criticized by both officials and the public.
应该早就销声匿迹了吧。
They should have disappeared long ago.
AI 成功学作者。
AI success author.
陈安之。
Chen An Joy.
2025年10月。
October 2025.
陈安之。被任命为一家叫中国集成控股的公司执行董事兼董事会主席。
Chen Anjai was appointed as the executive director and chairman of the board of a company called China Integrated Holdings.
当你还在网上刷那些号称 AI 商业导师的人在讲 AI 风口的时候
，While you're still browsing online and listening to those so-called AI business mentors talking about AI trends.
这位成功学的祖师爷
This successful guru
人家已经换了新壳登上了新的舞台
Everyone has already switched to the new one and is on the new stage
他甚至卖课卖成了上市公司的老板
He even became the boss of a listed company
但你再看看他那本 AI 成功学里写的是什么
But look at what he wrote in his book on AI success
我把目录翻了一下
I flipped through the table of contents.
掌握 AI 趋势
Mastering AI trends.
解锁财务密码
Unlock the financial code.
成功语录250句
250 successful sentences.
除了把演讲换成 AI.
In addition to replacing the speech with AI.
把推销换成自媒体里面的配方
Replace promotion with recipes in the context of self-media.
跟他30年前卖的那碗鸡汤一模一样。
It's exactly the same as the chicken soup he sold 30 years ago.
所以回到最开始的问题。
So, let's go back to the original question.
为什么焦虑水能收几十年？
Why can I water with water and still get a harvest for decades?
答案其实很扎心。
The answer is actually quite embarrassing.
不是骗子太高明。
Not so cunning.
而是焦虑的人。
Instead, the anxious people.
永远需要一根救命稻草。
You always need a lifeline.
从 1.0 的成功学到 2.0 的流量课。
From 0 to 1 success to 2.0 traffic class.
再到今天 3.0 的 AI 获客，工具一直在变， VCD 变成了短视频。
And the AI acquisition tools have been evolving from 3 points to today, and VCD has become short videos.
会销变成了直播间。
The sales pitch has become a live broadcast.
但被收割的人永远是同一类，想跳过苦功夫。
But the people who are always harvested are always the same kind who want to skip the hard work.
直接拿结果的人，成功学。
The direct results oriented approach.
这门生意永远不会死。
This business will never die.
他只会披上当下最热门的概念。
He only knows how to put on the hottest concepts of the moment.
等着下一批焦虑的人自己走进来。
Wait for the next batch of anxious people to come in.
我是大鹏哥。
I am Dar Peng.
一个拆解商业套路的科技博主。
A tech blogger who deconstructs business schemes.
关注我。
Follow me.
下期见。
See you next time.